Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A little setup for our Noodaloo 2, which I'm very excited about. So we have had at our home in Chicago a reoccurring problem with chipmunks, okay? And I have done a lot of the things that I have recommended on this radio show for years about, oh, a little shake away and this and that. And one day I'm in our hardware store in Edgebrook, and just out of the blue, I'm talking to Ed, who is our store manager over there. And he said, man, I tried this Sonic steak that we've had this problem at his house with chipmunks. And
I think it's Sonic Spike.
Well, he said steak.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, you can be more specific. Okay. And he said, I've had it there, and we've had this problem with chipmunks. I put one in the front and the back, and it's amazing, and it really works. And I go, no way. So he goes and grabs one off the shelf, and he hands it to me, and he hands me this thing, which now Lindsay's going to tell you about it, and then I'm going to tell you about my experience.
Chipmunks, gophers, squirrels, they're cute, right? I mean, watching those little guys outside your kitchen window, they're always on a mission. Now, moles, on the other hand, I am telling you, those things are what nightmares are made of. Whether they're cute or not, they're all nuisances, and we don't want them in our yards. But let's make peace, not war. We don't need to kill them. This week's new Toulouse 2 is Bonide's Mole Max Mole and Gopher Repeller Sonic Spikes. These spikes repel burrowing animals such as moles, gophers, voles, chipmunks, and ground-dwelling squirrels right out of your lawn. The spike uses a scientifically developed chatter sound that mimics the alarm and distress calls burrowing rodents use to warn kin of danger. Now, you can't hear this chatter, but in my head, it kind of sounds like this. But they actually sound like this. Again, you won't be able to hear that because it'll be buried underground. The spikes come either battery-operated or solar-powered, and they suggest a spike every 30 feet or so. It looks like a tall letter T. You just push the spike into the ground, allowing the top of the T to remain visible, and you've got yourself a year-round repeller. The Mole Max battery-operated Sonic Spike goes for about $15 and the solar-powered for about $25. You can find out more at Bonide.com and to find a dealer near you. I know they're also available on Amazon. As usual, I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com, also up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's new Toulouse 2.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Cute.
Your button is stuck.
What do you mean?
Well, you're in my ear and you're not on the air. Something's stuck.
How's this?
Veronica, can you hear her on the air?
Yes?
Right now?
I can, yes.
You can?
Oh, good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something's stuck because I'm hearing you in my ear where I shouldn't be.
Oh,
anyway,
shoot. Okay.
So this product, now you have the fancy product that that mine has batteries. There you go. Whatever you just did, that's working. So it's a steak. It's a green steak. This one is solar powered. So I had this problem where the chipmunks are underneath our steps for years, and I would see them. And Enzo would go there and dig. It would drive him crazy because he couldn't get at these chipmunks. So I go and I take this steak. I take the broom handle down, like they say. You put a little broom handle in that, and you pound it in the ground, and you turn it on. Now, you're going to say, that's going to really bother me. But when you pound it into the ground, the sound actually comes from the bottom. You don't hear it. So I put the stake in the ground, and evidently every 30 seconds, it goes off. But I don't hear a thing. The chipmunks haven't been back for 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
3 weeks. Now, I am not usually a sonic guy because, you know, talking to exterminators, they will say, oh, well, then they'll get used.
I know. See, this was my car right down here.
So every 30 seconds it goes off. They think that that's a chipmunk or a mole going, oh, my gosh, somebody's here to eat me.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They haven't been back.
What were you saying about you don't like sonic? Why?
Because a lot of exterminators have told me, professional exterminators, that the animal gets used to it.
Oh.
In other words, they get scared for a while, and then they go, oh, I don't want it. But then other people I've heard is they find a spot. So animals are creatures of habit. And so they, you know, to think about you when you walk your dog. Do you walk your dog? Okay. When you walk Hammy.
Hammy.
Doesn't he usually go do his business kind of in the
same spot?
Right?
Yes.
Like you'll walk him around the neighborhood and like, oh, this is the area.
Right.
Same with our dogs, right? They're creatures of habit, right? And so the thing is if you can get them to just leave that area you want them to leave, they'll go somewhere else. This thing's awesome. $17 Well, I think the solar one's a little more.
A little more. It's like 25.
Okay. But the solar one, then you never have to worry about the batteries.
Right.
It's awesome.
It never turns off.
Right. Mole Max mole and gopher repellent. And it says the chatter sound technology simulates the natural distress call that burrowing rodents use to warn of nearby predators. And they have a picture of a little cute little chipmunk. And it keeps going up. It's actually a cute little soothing sound.
Oh, yeah.
I could.
It is.
I could. I think later on this afternoon when I go to take a nap, I'm just going to put it in the bed next
to me. Under your pillow? I'm going to try it and see if it works with rabbits, too. I don't know.
You have a huge problem with rabbits.
Yeah. So I'll report back and let you know.
Yeah. It doesn't say rabbit.
It doesn't, but I'm going to try it.
But it could.
Want some help with rabbits?
Here she goes.
What?
Plant
asparagus?
Basil. They deer and rabbits hate the smell. So when I have planter boxes.
What if they're Italian rabbits?
Well, maybe they like them. No, I plant basil around every plant that I want safe. There's another tip that I picked up from a gardening friend. This one's kind of weird, but it works too. Get some Zest or Irish Spring soap that's really, really stinky and powerful. Put it in a little cup or something. And with a little water and put it by the plant. They hate the smell of that, too.
Mm. I used to use Irish Spring when I was single.
That's why you were single? Or?
Yeah. When I was before I was married, I used to buy Irish Spring. Do people still use that? Is it still around?
It must be.
I think it is. Yeah. I bought some and put it in little cups, set it by my apple trees when they were new, so the deer would leave them alone. Yeah.
Deer. Well, we don't have a deer problem, but bunnies,
deer rabbits.
I'd love to have a deer problem.
I like the basil problem. Then you can pick the basil.
I was going to say, so you must have like a overgrowth of basil around.
I bring it to people, and then I'm always joking, you know, because I'm going to get pulled over for, you know, something, and there's going to be this little baggie of green leaves in my front seat that I'm bringing to a friend or something. And
officer,
Ms. Carter, what is in the bag? Honest officer, it's basil. Come with me.
Take a sniff.
You're coming with me. Well, that information is up on our website, WGNradio.com. And at my Facebook page, at Lou Manfredini on Facebook, and you can vibe about it using the Vibe Score app. We'll get back to your phone calls right after these. More of the Mr. Fix-It Show coming up. Don't go away.